Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW Community Radio. I'm here with Kathy Justman from Peace Trail Learning Center. How are you, Kathy?
Hi, Scott. I am happy to be here.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for joining me today. Kathy, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, about myself. Okay. Well, I come from generations of teachers, and my husband and I decided to start an alternative school for our children. And then when we had two more children, we started another alternative school. So I'm kind of a habitual educator sort of a person.
Wow, that's actually something I didn't know about you. Surprise, Kathy's a friend of mine, and I did not know that you were an educator. That's very cool. What kind of alternative school?
Oh, one of them was just a country school where the emphasis was on outside chores, learning science from the farm and planting a garden and building a sweat lodge and a yurt. And that was what my first two children had for their schooling. And then along came two more kids 6 years later, two more boys. So then we went into the format called Sacramento Valley School, which comes from Sudbury, and it's a democratic school where the kids run the school.
Oh, wow. That's really awesome. So the kids get to make decisions about how they're educated.
They did, and they had to write a constitution, and they had to hold board meetings and all kinds of stuff, and help hire the teachers, too.
Oh, wow. So you've been working with kids for a long time, then.
I have.
That's very cool. And how many kids did you say you have?
Well, I have four children, and the first is a girl, and then three boys, and those boys were challenging.
Oh, yeah. And you live in Brookings. How long have you lived in Brookings?
12 years now.
12 years, and you used to have a bookstore here.
I did. I raised my children in a bookstore. They were like bookstore mice.
Except for bookstore children?
Yes, except they were children. But they were scurrying around in the cracks and among the stacks of books. And, you know, they knew their way around a bookstore very, very well.
Very cool. So do you want to tell us about the Peace Trail Learning Center? Some people might have seen you in the parade. Ira was with you, and you all were in the parade. You want to tell us about that?
Well, indeed he was with us, and I was very proud that he wore the logo on his machine and a sign that said, it's about time. So some people might wonder what it's about time means. That's a quote I like for what Mother Nature is saying to us right now. She's saying, it's about time that we do something about this mess we're in.
Yeah.
And also I'd like to say that this is a nickname. The Peace Trail Learning Center is a nickname for the Peace Trail Education and Meditation. I'm sorry, the Peace Trail Meditation and Education Center. But I don't use that very often because it doesn't fit on the literature very
well. So say it one more.
The Peace Trail Education and Meditation Center. So it's really about spiritual education, and that's where the meditation comes in.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So, but you do a lot of things with like gardening and all sorts of different things with the kids, right?
Yes, because I had two children whose learning style was doing. They couldn't learn by the normal school method. And their learning method was by doing things, building things. They had to have three-dimensional models to learn very well. So one became a computer nerd, and the other, and now he's a farmer. Big jump from computer nerd to farmer. And then the other has become a lawyer, but he did that by a very circuitous route of learning.
Oh, really? What was that?
Oh, my husband and I homeschooled him for 12 years, and then he went to a Catholic school, and then he went to law school.
Oh, wow.
So his first schooling was in a Catholic college, and his second schooling was in law school.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So you teach these kids all sorts of things with the Peace Trail.
Well, yes. Anything that I know how to do, I like to show by doing, you know. So there's a lot of gardening and there's a lot of art and there's some drumming, there's yoga, there's meditation. But all of it is aimed at finding out what they like to do.
Okay.
And of course, art covers a lot of things.
Yeah. What have you found they like to do?
They love worms.
Oh, really? So like vermicomposting?
Or, yes.
Yeah?
They love worms. They love harvesting and cooking. They love cutting up vegetables, which I take it many of them aren't allowed to do in their kitchen at home. So they love cutting up vegetables, and they love turning it into something good to eat.
Wow, very cool. And where do you do this at?
Well, I'm lucky enough to live in a 40-unit complex with a common room, which has a kitchen and a dining area. So we do some of that there. And they provided boxes for the tenants, garden boxes, I mean. And so I planted stuff there, and the kids came and helped me.
Oh, wow. Very cool. That's awesome. And you recently acquired a van?
Yes. That was another piece of serendipity. I've always wanted to do a mural with children, of course. And here was this van for sale for $500 from Keller Life Flight. They were done with it, and it had sticky letters all over it. So I got the kids to help me condition the surface for painting, and we did a mural all the way around, like a wraparound mural on the van, and put some of our favorite quotes on it and our favorite words, you know, good positive, good thoughts that you want to have in your head.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are you, besides the van being in the parade, as some people might have seen, what are the plans for the van?
I plan to use it to help people recycle, either my neighbors or other people who can't seem to get their recycling to the recycling area. But that's kind of a side project. It can also be used to give wheelchair people rides with motorized wheelchairs, you know, that they can get on the public bus, but if the bus is not convenient, this has a wheelchair ramp, and we can take people where they need to go, or help people buy a wheelchair that might not be in this town, you know, and go get it. And the other things are limitless. It's a big van that you could sleep in, you could take to a picnic or a hike in the woods. So it's got a lot of possibilities.
Absolutely. So this Peace Trail sounds a lot about like helping each other and coming together.
And cooperation. Absolutely. That's where the meditation comes in. Some school districts are starting to use meditation as a conflict resolution tool. It helps kids focus and also get rid of negative thoughts that might be in their heads. So meditation is a tool that can help get rid of bullying. It helps slow down kids' reaction time to bad situations. Same with yoga, you know, but yoga is a form of meditation, and there are infinite forms of meditation, I would like to say. There's chanting, you know. There's the prayers that you might be familiar with that you either say in church or you say at bedtime. But there's an infinite kinds of meditation in the world, and all of them are very useful to help us raise our consciousness to where we're in control of our growth, our direction, we're, you know, what we think we want to be when we grow up. All of these things, we gain control through meditation.
So if someone's listening to this and isn't maybe familiar with meditation, it's maybe not a part of their regular practice in life, what would you recommend? What's a good place that you would think for someone that's maybe just learning about some of these things, maybe resonated with them, the thinking thoughts, maybe negative thoughts they don't want to think so much, or different things like that? What would be a good starting place maybe for them to meditate?
Yes. In a writing group, it was talked about meditating in front of a candle. And that's one way to start. But I always start with breathing and find a place where you feel at peace or undistracted. And it could be your favorite picnic area or by the water. By running water, by waves. Waves are great because they're white noise. They blot out all the distractions. Then you start concentrating on your breathing. So you sit comfortably, whatever position is comfortable for you, and you breathe in slowly, 5 slow counts, and you pause your breath inside for 5 counts, and then you let it out for 5 counts. Try to do that 5 or 10 times when you're resting. But then as you forget even about the breath, you just kind of don't think about anything. But if a thought comes, don't fight it. Just let it go by. And you're meditating. If you can do that for 5 minutes the first time, 10 minutes later, some people work up to 20 minutes, you know? We're not yogis.
We're not? I think that term is relative. But yeah, that was one of the things. I attend a group here sometimes on Sunday afternoons here in Brookings, and there's a group meditation with a lady named Robin. And it's a really great group. And I'd been meditating for a long time before I came to meet with her. But one of the things that we talk about in that group is kind of just sitting there and letting the thought go by and not attaching to the thought, where oftentimes we're told that we're our thoughts and the things that are going through our head or make up who we are. And oftentimes, no, we can just let that thought go by and we don't have to adopt it. If it's not a thought that doesn't resonate with us, we don't have to hold on to it. But the biggest part, it sounds like, with meditation is the breath, right? Is that getting quiet and sitting with your breath?
Yes. Sitting with your breath is a tool to get the thoughts out of your head. So we're thinking about an internal automatic response. And when we think about it, everything that's unimportant goes away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At one point we talked before, months ago before this interview, actually, Kathy, we talked about, the possibility of you all acquiring some property, for the Peace Trail. You want to tell us about that?
Yes. Yes. I wanted so much to buy a piece of land and I had almost $100,000 and I was looking around town and everything was more than that. And then all the property I looked at had problems, but I was really just looking for a spot where people could, meditate while looking at the ocean or meditate while looking at a river or a stream, or, it just should be an inspiring place. Oh, looking at Mount Emily, there was the backside of a ridge nearby that had a spot for sale where you could meditate looking at Mount Emily.
Oh, wow.
It's a very beautiful view. The Mount Emily one had some drawbacks. Some of the smells that were on that piece of property weren't too good.
Yeah.
So, I'm definitely looking for a couple to 10 acres to develop for technical training, vocational training, meditation, a place to take kids to learn about solar power, and gardening and permaculture and aquaculture. So whatever the site would offer, that's what we would teach there. And that is a really high priority, but a long-term goal too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great goal. It's a wonderful goal. Actually, very excited about that with the Peace Trail Learning Center. So if someone wanted to get involved, because this is a nonprofit that you started on your own, right?
With 4 other people.
Okay. And if
some of my children are involved.
Okay. If someone wanted to get involved and wanted to participate in some way, or if their kids were interested, how would they find you and how would they, like, what ways are there opportunities for people to get involved?
Yes. Last September, we had a workshop for mentors. We call ourselves mentors because teaching is a two-way street. So I learn as much from the children as I'm not really teaching them. I'm facilitating. That's what a mentor does. So if we have another workshop, it will be in the newspaper, maybe on radio, maybe announced right here. And the workshop will be to get mentors and kids together to meet each other. So it wouldn't be just the adults. It would be the kids too. And, you know, think of a model like Big Brothers and Big Sisters. But we hope to get more kids and mentors together. And we also hope to get kids together with the things that they love to do. So that might include musical instruments, musical teachers, and art teachers like me. So right now, the summer plan is just to work on the garden and work with the kids during their summer vacation. But if you call me, you know, I might have something for you to do with children.
Okay, very cool. And they can also, people can follow you on Facebook too. Yeah, you post some of
Well, that is the best way to find out what we're doing, yeah. actually. And I left it out. So thank you, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scott follows my Facebook. And so does Ira. Scott and Ira give us some likes. So that's the best way to find out what we're doing next. So like last Christmas, we had a big project with Christmas trees. And so that when a big project is coming up or a little project, that's where you're going to find it. You're going to find it on the Peace Trail Learning Center on Facebook. And it's also peacetraillc.org if you Google it.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that information so they can learn about how they can follow your great activities of your group. So, Kathy, if you were to leave our listeners with a word of wisdom, what would that be?
Scott, I think that we're in a time of conscious evolution for the world. And part of that is to grow our brains and grow our spirits, stretch ourselves. And the words I use for that would be respect, reuse, redirect, reinvent, and rethink everything.
I really like that. Rethink everything, and the ways we access power, like mm-hmm. we're talking about solar and hydroelectricity
and infrastructures, and we just shouldn't say it's impossible to fix that or to redo that just because it's been there for 50 years. We still need to know that there's a better way to do things, and it might be solar.
Yeah, it might be a lot of things. Cars ran on electricity a long time before they ran on gasoline. So a lot of people don't know that sometimes, you know, things are the way they are because certain people in power make a lot of money off of it. And it's not always the most efficient way, but there's people making some paper, or some cash off of that, right?
You're getting a little political, Scott.
Am I getting a little political at the end of the podcast?
But that's okay because I think that religion and education are practical things, and that you the body politic needs that influence of spirituality needs to be injected into the body politic, because that would be to getting away from material. Our getting away from materialism is a way to evolve to a higher level. That's what we need.
And how would someone inject that spirituality into the body politic?
By teaching virtues to children until it's so deeply ingrained in us that the virtues that we need to survive are part of us. And we would never be bored if we knew our purpose. We would always have something that we want to do, something we want to create, something we want to make more beautiful. But at this time, many people are directionless. They don't know what their purpose is.
That actually sounds like a word of wisdom right there. Find your purpose.
Yes, it is.
Kathy, we're coming to the end of our time on the podcast here. Is there any last thoughts you'd like to leave
yes,
with our listeners?
Yes, the van also says, be the change you want to see. And that is Mahatma Gandhi's most famous phrase. So that's what I say, be the change that you want to see.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kathy. Final words of wisdom from Kathy Justman from the Peace Trail Learning Center. Be the change you'd like to see in the world. You can find them at peacetraillc.org. You can also find them at Peace Trail Learning Center on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining me today, Kathy.
Thank you, Scott. I'm so glad you invited me.
I'm so glad I invited you too. Thank you for coming. If you enjoy this programming here on KCIW and the Community Organizer, please donate. Help keep this online podcast we have going and help us raise the money that we need to get this antenna up. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy your afternoon. Bye-bye.